1. The Andites of Turkestan. For over 25,000 years, on down to nearly 2000 BC, the heart of Eurasia was predominantly, though diminishingly, Andite. In the lowlands of Turkestan, the Andites made the westward turning around the inland lakes into Europe, while from the highlands of this region they infiltrated eastward. Eastern Turkestan, Sinkiang, and, to a lesser extent, Tibet, were the ancient gateways through which these peoples of Mesopotamia penetrated the mountains to the northern lands of the Yellow Men. The Andite infiltration of India proceeded from the Turkestan highlands into the Punjab, and from the Iranian grazing lands through Baluchistan. These earlier migrations were in no sense conquests. They were, rather, the continual drifting of the Andite tribes into western India and China. For almost 15,000 years, centers of mixed Andite culture persisted in the basin of the Tarim River in Sinkiang, and to the south in the highland regions of Tibet, where the Andites and Andonites had extensively mingled. The Tarim Valley was the easternmost outpost of the true Andite culture. Here they built their settlements and entered into trade relations with the progressive Chinese to the east and with the Andonites to the north. In those days, the Tarim region was a fertile land. The rainfall was plentiful. To the east, the Gobi was an open grassland where the herders were gradually turning to agriculture. This civilization perished when the rain winds shifted to the southeast, but in its day it rivaled Mesopotamia itself. By 8000 BC, the slowly increasing aridity of the highland regions of Central Asia began to drive the Andites to the river bottoms and the seashores. This increasing drought not only drove them to the valleys of the Nile, Euphrates, Indus, and Yellow rivers, but it produced a new development in Andite civilization. A new class of men, the traders, began to appear in large numbers. When climatic conditions made hunting unprofitable for the migrating Andites, they did not follow the evolutionary course of the older races by becoming herders. Commerce and urban life made their appearance. From Egypt through Mesopotamia and Turkestan to the rivers of China and India, the more highly civilized tribes began to assemble in cities devoted to manufacture and trade. Andonia became the Central Asian commercial metropolis, being located near the present city of Ashgabat. Commerce in stone, metal, wood, and pottery was accelerated on both land and water. But ever-increasing drought gradually brought about the great Andite exodus from the lands south and east of the Caspian Sea. The tide of migration began to veer from northward to southward, and the Babylonian cavalrymen began to push into Mesopotamia. Increasing aridity in Central Asia further operated to reduce population and to render these people less warlike, and when the diminishing rainfall to the north forced the nomadic Andonites southward, there was a tremendous exodus of Andites from Turkestan. This is the terminal movement of the so-called Aryans into the Levant and India. It culminated that long dispersal of the mixed descendants of Adam, during which every Asiatic and most of the island peoples of the Pacific were to some extent improved by these superior races. Thus, while they dispersed over the eastern hemisphere, the Andites were dispossessed of their homelands in Mesopotamia and Turkestan, for it was this extensive southward movement of Andonites that diluted the Andites in Central Asia nearly to the vanishing point. But even in the 20th century after Christ, there are traces of Andite blood among the Turanian and Tibetan peoples, as is witnessed by the blonde types occasionally found in these regions. The early Chinese annals record the presence of the red-haired nomads to the north of the peaceful settlements of the Yellow River, and there still remain paintings which faithfully record the presence of both the blonde Andite and the brunette Mongolian types in the Tarim Basin of long ago. The last great manifestation of the submerged military genius of the Central Asiatic Andites was in AD 1200, when the Mongols, under Genghis Khan, began the conquest of the greater portion of the Asiatic continent. And like the Andites of old, these warriors proclaimed the existence of one God in heaven. The early breakup of their empire long delayed cultural intercourse between Occident and Orient, and greatly handicapped the growth of the monotheistic concept in Asia.